This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the founding fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are because you're listening to the show right now. Ha ha! We have you. We have you where we want you. Anyway, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We're going to be reading grievance number 55. 55 grievances to be read today. It's that day. If it's Tuesday, it's grievance day. Just remember that. And we got 40 more. 40 more grievances. I hate it when this happens, don't you? It'll be just in time for statehood when that grievance reading is done. So anyway, 95 total grievances to be read, and I know that everybody's just wondering what it's going to be in this one. Well, we'll read just some excerpts from it and point you in the right direction. You can go to newcaliforniastate.com and go to the segment that says grievances and click on it. You can see today's grievance, and you can see the rest of the grievances, all 54 other grievances right there, right before your very own eyes, and you can also see the pressers. So you understand where the grievances are being read. They're being read from 22 counties. Looks like that number is going to go higher next week. I'm going to try and get that number up to 25 in the next week, 2 weeks maybe. By 60, maybe we'll have 30 counties reading. That's kind of like the goal. We're working on it. We're working on it. Anyway, so all of you out there wondering about those grievances, go to check out your county courthouse in the state of California, or you can check it out on Facebook. A lot of them are doing Facebook Live business when they read these grievances, so we want to get that all taken care of. Anyway, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on, like I said, here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we certainly appreciate your listenership. We welcome it. A lot of things happening overnight, of course, and we're going to try and bring you that information right now. We're having such good times with Mr. Bezos, though. In fact, Chris Street's going to be joining us. Chris Street broke two huge stories today. The big one, of course, is what's going on with Amazon and Mr. Bezos putting in jeopardy a $100 billion contract to the Department of Defense for cloud services, and doesn't look like they're going to get the contract. That's just the information that we have, and of course, the story is going absolutely viral. You can get it on Agenda 21 Radio, plus also it'll be in the New California State website here momentarily in the next hour or so, and then also it's going to be on American Thinker and beyond. There's people that are they're calling right now wanting to hear from Chris and be interviewed and so on. So we're going to get his interview at 8 o'clock, and then I guess he goes on to other places too to be interviewed so that he can explain what is going on and what such great risk. I mean, the man is just, and of course, if you can listen to hour one on the podcast after the show today. It'll be posted up there so you can listen to the background that went into all the Bezos story and what is going to be happening. And, of course, then Hour 3 is coming up here so you can listen to Chris live. And we'll also have the phone lines open so you can call in if you dare to call in and check out the Bezos story. Okay, Lauren Sanchez, that's her name. Lauren Sanchez, that's the big one out there. Anyway, we got a lot of things to cover here. And, of course, yesterday, the big story was the story regards to Donald Trump going down to El Paso. And in El Paso, he gave a great speech. We're going to try and get to some of that. We got a lot of stuff to cover in this hour before we get to Chris, of course. But a great speech was down there. And one of the big things that's coming out of all this deal is the budget deal apparently has been reached. This is what we're understanding. $1.375 billion to build 55 miles of new border wall, border barriers. And the other one is, they've reached the deal, apparently. This is what they're saying. Whether or not that's going to be the case, whether or not Donald Trump signs it, I don't know. And whether or not Nancy Pelosi agrees to it, I don't know, because I have not heard any of that, whether or not that has actually taken place. But they're trying. Anyway, it's in red letters on Drudge. Hang on a second. I'm going to go to Drudge. Yep, there it is. Red letters. Still red letters. That was red letters earlier. So anyway, live from El Paso, split screen, political theater going on, Mexican flags fly at Beto gathering. Okay, so yesterday, Donald Trump shows up in El Paso to give one of his great rallies, which was stoutly attended by thousands, of course. Beto had hundreds at his, from what we understand and what we see. Now, people are reporting, oh, Bezos had 7,000. No, he didn't. If he had 900, he was lucky. He was very lucky. This is one of the things that, of course, really peeves everybody. Beto is running for president, and everybody's got Mexican flags at his gathering. Right, Mexican flags. You know, so symbolically, it just doesn't look good for Beto. It didn't look good, and he wasn't good. And I think that's kind of what is going on here. It says Trump mocks Beto, my rally bigger than yours. Well, we shouldn't be talking to Bezos, that's for sure. This is gravy news. Gravy news. It's almost like gravy. Trump mocks Beto's rally. He has only 200 to 300 people against our 35,000. So is Donald Trump. Let's chime in here and see if we can get this going on here first. This is part of his speech from yesterday.
Now, we're delighted, and I'm delighted to be joined this evening by the Texas leaders. You have great leaders, great people, great help to me that are at the forefront of this incredible American revolution. You know, there's never been anything like this in the history of our country. We have to understand that. There's never been. If you would say, as an example, that tonight 69,000 people signed up to be here. Now, the arena holds 8,000. And thank you, fire department. They got in about 10. Thank you, fire department. Appreciate it. But if you want to really see something, go outside. Tens of thousands of people are watching screens outside. And we were all challenged by a young man who lost an election to Ted Cruz. And then they said, you know what? Hey, you're supposed to win in order to run. By the way, I'm 1-1. I'm 1-1. Think of it. We had one election. We won. Now we're going to be 2-0, and everything's going to be perfect. But a young man who's got very little going for himself, except he's got a great first name. He challenged us So we have, let's say, 35,000 people tonight, and he has 200 people, 300 people. Not too good. In fact, what I do, what I would do is I would say that may be the end of his presidential bid, but he did challenge me. So I want to introduce some.
Anyway, Donald Trump. That, well, that kind of wraps it up, actually. There were a lot of people watching on the big screens outside, and they say 35,000. I, you know, I say the number for Beto was actually maybe like 400, maybe 500 at the most, at tops from the picture. There's pictures that I saw. I have to admit, I didn't see them all, and I wasn't there, but it wasn't nearly like Trump. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Well, if you're Donald Trump, you're a happy camper right now. You have to be because of all the stuff that's going on for you. 52% approval rating right now. At least that's what we're seeing. And I'm going to go over to – we did this yesterday because we were surprised that Donald Trump popped up to 50. And all of a sudden, wow, 52% is what we're seeing right now. Where was that number? Where's that thing? Iowa Dems seriously updating 52%. I am so PO'd. What? What is up with that? Oh, here we go. Trump, 52% approval jolts Washington. Okay, Trump's approval rating among likely voters soars to his highest in 23 months at 52% after State of the Union address as border wall shutdown talks intensify. No wonder they wanted to get out of those talks because, you know, he's getting popular. Rasmussen reports poll as Trump at 52% approval, his best showing in 23 months. Significant upswing since government shutdown, low of 43%. Significant? You think 9%? 9% in a week, basically, a week and a half. New numbers were collected in the 3 days immediately following the State of the Union address. Ask what Monday's numbers mean, a senior Democratic House aide confided on background. I don't know yet if it's horrible, but it sure isn't good. Polling averages just 42%, including mostly those surveys that are open to all American. Rasmussen polls only likely voters. Yikes. You know what I mean by that? You know what they mean by that? In other words, it's only likely voters that they poll. This is Rasmussen. Okay, we're going to go to Rasmussen here. I think we are. Yeah, we are. Okay. We're going to go to this poll. And again, this is going to be, we're going to sit here and go to the daily polls, the daily presidential tracking poll by Rasmussen. The only one doing this. We read this thing about Gallup. What is today? Was it Friday? I think we were talking about this. I don't know. I'm so confused. Anyway, Rasmussen reports daily presidential tracking poll for Tuesday shows that 50% of U.S. voters approve of Donald Trump's job performance, 48% disapprove. The latest poll, now this has it 52% today. Where's the 50%? Where is the 52%? There must be another number here. Where was it yesterday? No, they have a 52 today. Okay, I don't know why they're reporting it at 50 up on the written. The graph shows it 52%. Wow. That's a big number, especially being down so low before. Really, really low. How low can you go? Yeah, it was 43%. That's brutal. Absolutely brutal. So, yeah, 52%. Now, again, if you go to the Rasmussen thing on the poll today, the verbiage says 50%, but you go to the graph and you click it, and it shows 52%. So that is the deal, Steele. As of today, 52% on the graph. I think they mistyped it or something. That's just, you know, I'm just saying, maybe so. So 52%, it's highest since March 6th. Okay, so that's, you know, if it gets, just think if it tops it now, because you're getting this deal done, this whole deal that's going on. If they get this deal done, then goodbye. I mean, it could be a foregone. It doesn't get any worse for the Democrats, actually. I mean, you got the best conservative around is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She is. Ocasio, she's the best conservative around, don't you think? I said she's a conservative. You guys didn't believe me. I've been telling you she is a conservative. Well, she's a conservative wannabe. She doesn't know she's conservative. But isn't she just the best tool in the shed the Democrats have to sell conservatism? Donald Trump-style conservatism. Isn't she the best tool? See what I mean? I said this, and I got flack, people. She's not a conservative. She'll never be a conservative. She's a radical. Listen, I get what you're saying there. But think about it. She's the best thing in the world that conservatives can have. Because she's just the classic example of what a socialist is about, right? And she espouses everything socialist. That's a great thing. I love it. Keep talking about it. And then we have our comparative things to say. We can say, look at Venezuela. And you want to see socialists at work in America? Look at California. And then look at Ocasio. Cortez. Take a look at that. In Beto. He's a pendejo. But look at that. Take a look at that. It's just, you know, this is just the way it works out. So anyway, people, don't be shocked because I say these things, because it's true. You have to admit it is absolutely flipping true. You know, I like the Daily Mail. I don't care. Everybody says the Daily Mail, this is the one out of Great Britain. I like it. I like all the different varieties that you find. I'm going to go to Drudge. At the very bottom of Drudge on one of the side panels, they've got the front page of UK papers. Now, I've done this before, and I like this because it gives a smattering, a pastiche, if you will. Tuesday's national newspaper front pages, national papers and front pages, blah, blah, blah. Sunday's. Okay, so this is Monday. This is Tuesday. Is it a Tuesday? It's Tuesday. The Guardian, the Metro, shows the front pages of these. Here's the Star. He's not the Messiah. He's very naughty Greek boy. No, who's this? Anyway, Grammy Fashion is down the pan, whatever that means. Daily Star. That's the Daily Star. I'll go to another little front. These are the front. If you see these things, they're really, really colorful. Millions face cash machine misery. This is from the Daily Express. Drug firm cancels talks over NHS deal. I don't know what that is. Why Parkies narky about nation's top radio show. Whatever that is. This is the Times, for all of you into this. The Tories would win majority if election was held today. Then they have this big thing going on. Big thing. I can't really tell what they have here. People are chanting, death to May at Iran rally. Okay. Big Iranian rally and death to May is what the chant is. That's Theresa May, for those of you that are wondering who May is. It says that Brexit, dividend claim rejected as UK economy hits the buffers. Okay, so they're still talking about the Brexit back there. Nurse let down by NHS she loved, whatever that. It's all our fault, the mirror. What is that? It's all our fault. Finally, a Tory tells the truth about universal credit and how it's forced thousands to use food banks, as Amber Rudd admits. It's all our fault. I don't know anything about that story because that's a UK thing. But anyway, I'm just giving you a little bit of an example of what's going on over there. Financial Times, they are talking about the Iranian thing. Okay, so that's what we see here on in the other thing. Okay, so I want to get back to the Trump thing, because I think this is really important to understand. $1.5 billion to build the wall. Let's check into the report now that's coming up. This is what we're seeing here anyway. This is what we're seeing. The latest in government negotiations over border security. Three people familiar with the Congress tentative border security deal tell the Associated Press that the accord would provide $1.37 billion. That's well below the $5.7 billion, but the money will be for vertical steel slats called ballards, not a solid wall. Democrats dropped their proposal to limit the number of detained immigrants. Oh, really? Good. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Got a lot of things going on here. Couple of things. We talked yesterday about Gavin Newsom, and we're setting it up for Chris Street. He's going to be with us. But Gavin Newsom was yesterday pontificating about signing a order, a directive to the military, California military. And I couldn't resist it to play some of it for you. And so you can kind of get the drift of what's going on here. This is Gavin Newsom. Yesterday's press conference.
So, Maurice.
People walking in.
So thanks, everybody, for taking the time on relatively short notice. As it has been reported, tomorrow at the State of the State, I intend to broaden our effort to work through and explain some of the more nuanced details of my intention, which we stated, to change the deployment of our National Guard on the border. And
okay, so let's. This is what happened yesterday. Today at 11 o'clock Pacific time, just a few short hours from now, Gavin Newsom is going to give you the State of the State address in California. Now, yesterday at this press conference, it's a classic example. We have it up on our Facebook, and we'll have the video and everything. You can see it on Agenda 21 Radio and also, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. You can see this thing, and I want you to pay special attention to the press corps, Now, remember, we're talking about the First Amendment here and the exercise of, you know, freedom of the press. It kind of has something to do with freedom of speech, by the way. God-given right. A God-given right is freedom of the press in this country. A little bit higher authority than Gavin Newsom or the state of California or the state government, the federal government, any government. Remember that. So he's in this cloistered room, the press room. And you have to remember something. The press people in this room are groomed. They are trained puppets of the state of California. Puppets, literally puppets. They ask the tough questions. And it's rather a jocular affair. Here's the deal, is that in this press room, you don't feel any freedom of the press there at all. It's very cloistered, very restricted. You'll do it as I say, and you'll laugh on cue, basically, of the media. It's a puppeteer's masterful masterpiece theater, if you will. It's nothing like, you know, Jim Acosta confronting the president. Oh, no, no. I mean, there's nothing like that with Sarah Sanders. The people there, there's a few of them, first of all. There's only a few members of the media there. And it's not a smattering of everybody. And you just don't get a pass to go in, blah, blah, blah. You're very much restricted. And the moment you step out of line, you're gone. You're excluded. That is a fact. Let's remember this.
Southern California. This, as you know, was advanced last year by Governor Brown. The notification requirements pursuant to that MOU.
Okay, now, this is also the agreement that we're talking about, bringing the military back from, of course, the National Guard from the border. Their deployment ends on the 31st of March, and he's talking about making sure that deployment ends. And he comes out yesterday, oh, I'm ordering them back. Okay, big brass. Well, he's ordering them back because the orders, the MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, is the 31st. Boy, he's a bold military-style leader, Gavin Newsom. Right? Right. We're going to order him back on the normal terms of the deployment. He's not going to redeploy them. Well, not all of them. Some of them he will. Listen up.
Require by the end of this week on the 15th a 45-day process to notify whether or not we wish to go forward or wish to augment that deployment. In an effort to get out ahead of this, thought we would take advantage of the state of the state and to announce our intention to redeploy those troops off the border to more appropriate venues and for more appropriate purposes. As many of you know, based on my previous comments and comments that I have made as recently as yesterday, I think this whole border issue is manufactured. The crisis on the border is a manufactured crisis. And we are not interested.
Talking point, the crisis at the border is a manufactured crisis. Don't let your eyes deceive you, right, when you watch all the reports coming back. You can see it on Facebook. It's not a manufactured crisis. Yet he's trying to come up with the big lie in his smugness.
In participating in this political theater, I think it's not...
Political theater. Political theater.
I think more than political theater.
Political theater.
I'm not interested, as a governor of a state that is well aware of what the vast majority of Americans, I believe, also familiar with, and that we have border crossings that are... The lowest level since 19.
Lowest level. As 5,000 a day come across. But he doesn't want to remember. He doesn't want to look at that. Because he's making it up as he goes. Sometimes he, you know, he's like, I think he's lying to us. Don't you think?
171. So border crossings, the lowest have been since 1971. We're living in a state and in a nation where people that are here without documentation commit crimes at a substantially lower level than native-born citizens.
Really? Tell that to Kate Steinle.
We have families that are crossing the border that are doing so legally
there's no sex trafficking. There's no child sex trafficking. There's no trafficking of children across the border. That's what he wants you to believe. It's all a ruse.
Asylum process. And we have 550,000 fewer people in this state without documentation than we did a decade ago.
Another lie. Another lie. This is just bald-faced lying to you.
This is pure politics.
That's what it is for him.
Period. Full stop.
There you go. Period. Full stop. Politics for Gavin Newsom. And you're to believe his lies.
And the rest, just frankly, just a lot of misdirection. It's a waste of everybody's time. And so
that's right. He is a waste of everybody's time. That's why it's so hard for him to be believed about anything.
We're just not going to participate in it.
Right. And that's why we're forming New California, because we're just not going to participate in it, Gavin.
We're not interested in perpetuating this.
No, we're not. We are not interested in perpetuating your lies.
We are, however, interested in doing the right thing.
Yes, and we are. That's why we're grieving you, Gavin. Grieving you.
And supporting efforts that we think are real. Not.
Ah, that's why I say New California State is real. We'll be back.
Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all products. precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
I'm trying to acknowledge there's some legitimate concerns, but I'm not going to play into the hype and the politics. Those legitimate.
We're going to tune back in here, I think, anyway, to what Gavin Newsom, some more about Gavin Newsom yesterday at his press conference, because he's setting himself up for a complete fail today in just a couple hours. Because what's happening, if you have not heard, is Gavin Newsom is decided to sort of take it on about the whole military redeployment, which we, of course, have figured out is not not a true representation of what is reality for Mr. Newsom. I shouldn't offend anybody by the name of Newman, right? Anyway, his little tete-a-tete, if you will, with Donald Trump, it's kind of interesting. He was really taken on the president yesterday at his news conference in a very arrogant style, which is, of course, Gavin all the way, right? So anyway, we had this news conference yesterday. We're going to chime in to some of it right now. I'll get to the part where he's talking to the reporters, and we'll see what we got here. Okay, here we go. We got it going on now.
It's real. That's not manufactured.
Actually, Sir Major Baldwin, if you could address the specific mission in the border
Major
region,
Baldwin
and I'm just curious
what
your perspective is
California.
On the troop morale. What are the soldiers thinking about their jobs? What are they doing on the day-to-day?
So the governor has directed us to only continue to those mission sets, as he mentioned, that focus squarely on transnational criminal organizations and the drug threat. And those jobs will be the people that are doing the cargo container searches at the ports of entry and at Border Patrol checkpoints throughout Southern California, and also on our criminal intelligence analysts.
Okay, so this Major Baldwin was apparently able to convince Newsom to keep some people at the border for drug interdiction and so on. The rest of the troops are going to come back and help Cal Fire. Now, here's one of the things that he mentions. Newsom does, that he's concerned about the cartels and he wants the National Guard to help out in that respect of destroying the cartels' grows in Northern California. It's almost like he listens to Agenda 21 radio and are preaching about that. Now remember, that's a clean up the mess problem by Jerry Brown and Kamala Harris, who did away with the California Department of Justice's Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement at the behest of the cartels, of course.
Use techniques that we develop in the war on terror to undo terrorist organizations, use those same techniques to help the law enforcement agencies take down criminal organizations.
Now, criminal organizations that are using terrorist tactics, they're gonna help them at the border. Yet Gavin Newsom isn't concerned about that. He doesn't want to play the political theater because there's no threat there, right? What a hypocrite.
That's going forward.
We're doing that mission now, that mission set now. Those will be the only two mission sets that we continue to do.
And the morale?
The morale remains high. The soldiers that are on that mission are going to be afforded opportunities to compete for these positions with Cal Fire, to go do forest fuels management. A number of those soldiers are coming from one infantry battalion that's prepared.
Fuels management. So rather than to protect us from invasion, which is what the constitutional requirement of Gavin Newsom is, We see we don't have any problem. Nothing to see here. Just move along. That's his attitude. Yet this major's admitting, we got a problem. We're using anti-terrorist tactics at the border right now to prevent the terrorists from coming across. What is that? That's called invasion. And what is Newsom doing about it? He's pulling everybody back. However, the great thing is this major is able to say, look, these guys need to stay there a while because they're helping with this. He doesn't care about invasion. He wants invasion, see? That's why there's nothing to see here move along. I mean, you can't get any worse than California's welcomed invasion by the government itself, of Jerry Brown and now Gavin Newsom, because there's nothing to see here. Bought and paid for by the cartels, Gavin Newsom.
Preparing to go into what we call its ready year, which means it has to be ready for overseas deployment to combat zones. Those soldiers will be going back to their unit to continue to train to prepare for overseas combat.
Where's that unit?
That unit's located in the greater Los Angeles area.
Major, the governor spoke about the National Guard being used to look for illegal marijuana grows. Is that a new assignment? Is that something you do now?
We do that now. So we have a counter-drug task force that's completely federally funded. No money flows through the state treasury.
No money flows through the state treasury. Get the point? Because it would be stolen by the state, like Jerry Brown always does, and Gavin Newsom will have to do that. Well, I'm sorry, Gavin, but it's not going to happen for you now.
225 people that currently assist local, federal, and state law enforcement agencies in getting after the narcotics problems within the state of California.
We don't have any problems here because, you know, we're free from invasion, right? The invaders are here. So why? The invasion's already taken place. Now we're just cleaning up, right? No invasion going on for us.
Hundreds of those people are focused on marijuana eradication and going particularly after grows on public lands where the growers and the cartels do incredible environmental damage and environmental degradation. And indeed, we're involved in working with organizations like the Sierra Club in order to go and return the land.
Nice, the Sierra Club.
Lands to its pristine state.
Can you address the gray area he described about the immigration enforcement?
Sure.
So basically what's going on is that they're taking care of the land. You know, there are two roles, taking care of the land, the environment in California, and taking care of the cartels. That's what a military should be doing? How about just taking care of the cartels and protecting the border?
So we have not been involved in any detention of immigrants. However, as the governor mentioned, there is a gray area. If you are a camera operator, and we have a number of soldiers being camera operators, or you're working as a dispatcher, and as a camera operator, you see an intrusion across the border, someone coming across the border. Any intrusion across the border in between the ports of entry is illegal, even if you're a U.S. citizen. So our soldiers would report that to the Border Patrol for the Border Patrol to take action without knowing what the intent of the person that's crossing the border is, whether they are indeed criminals that are smuggling guns, doing human trafficking, or something even more nefarious to do harm to our country.
That doesn't happen. Gavin Newsom just says that's not happening. Right?
Or if it's someone here coming to seek a better life. We couldn't make the distinction between the two. That was up to the Border Patrol to sort out. Those tasks were within California state law and within the guidance that Governor Brown had given us. However, our current governor has decided that because there is a bit of a gray area and because there are other uses that that our National Guard could be engaged in here in state or to prepare to go overseas, it's better to stay away from those areas and focus on squarely on those tasks that we can directly relate to combating transnational threats.
There you have it. There you have it. He's enabling the illegal acts of the illegals to come across the border, including terrorists, including cartel members, including human traffickers.
So will there be any National Guardsmen involved in surveillance after this order takes effect?
Not under the current mission set.
See?
I'm still a little confused on the timeline. If the mission is changing immediately or if the mission is changing March 31st?
We have a deadline pursuant to the existing agreement that requires by March 31st for this redeployment. And
there you have it. March 31st is when he's pulling them back. Well, he's not pulling them back. He's just not extending the MOU.
these new directives to go into place.
The governor
is a 45-day process.
The governor is about to, quite literally, give me the order.
Okay.
And upon receipt of the order, we will begin working with the Border Patrol to have a phased redeployment plan to bring those soldiers and airmen off of those mission sets to transition to the other one. And that'll take about 45 days.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Governor, President Trump at one point threatened to take FEMA funds away from California. Has there been any follow-up on that? Are you at all concerned that taking the troops away from the border is going to kind of incite him more?
No, I every day there's new concerns. We were hopeful this weekend. We were hopeful last week that there was going to be an announcement, an agreement. Today, the Democrats, the administration coming together to address the prospect of yet another government shutdown. Obviously, that didn't take shape. The president announced a number of days ago that he was going to go down to El Paso. There are counter demonstrations in El Paso. You had the governor of New Mexico similarly make a commitment to redeploy.
He's referring to the counter demonstrations of Beto, right? Remember this, that he's part of that strategy overall, that they're deploying Beto and other people out against Trump. See, he knows all this stuff. He's giving it away.
National Guard, there are many factors.
Then he mentions.
So I'm not concerned about what we're.
Then he mentions what is going on with the New Mexico governor, right?
Doing. I'm more concerned, frankly, about what's happening as it relates to those negotiations and the broader prospect that the president could walk us into yet another government shutdown.
So we know today that Gavin was wrong yesterday. Just a little too soon, Gabby.
Or expose the state of California and or other states to a declaration of emergency that could precipitate, and this distinguishes itself from FEMA, could require reallocation of, for example, flood monies, disaster relief dollars that have already been allocated or at least directed for existing projects. That's a broader concern. We're obviously monitoring.
If he does that, does the state have any recourse?
We are going to assure you we will address that appropriately. And over the course of the last few weeks, we have, with the Attorney General's office, been reviewing what that recourse may look
like. So, in other words, if the president declares emergency, the state of California is going to step up and sue, and Javier Becerra is going to do that.
If you're, ending the agreement and the money that comes with it for this deployment effective, I guess, March 31st,
correct.
Of your three prongs of your new mission, the first state's funding, the second one you're asking DOD to do separate and apart, the third one you're trying to get money from that existing agreement that you're ripping up. How sure are you can get that money?
Well, if they don't do it, we'll bring the rest back. Not an issue with me. Look, we're trying to be very responsible here. I didn't just pull the entire Band-Aid off. I'm trying to acknowledge there's some legitimate concerns, but I'm not going to play into the hype and the politics.
Right. Anyway, we got to run for time. Coming up next is Chris Street. We're going to be exploring more of what Gavin Newsom had to say. And, of course, the big story is Gavin Newsom missed the budget by $2 billion. He just came out three weeks ago with his own budget, and guess what? It's blown up already. Missed it by $2 billion. So much for Gavin Newsom in his governorship. And this is just the beginning, of course. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.